Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 48. In this chapter, we have a description of the division of the land of Israel during the future millennial kingdom of Christ, including a further description of the extended area around Jerusalem. Now, in the first seven verses of this chapter, we have the division of the land between seven of the tribes of Israel who will live north of Jerusalem. Let's read these verses, Ezekiel chapter 48, beginning with verse 1. Now these are the names of the tribes. From the northern border along the road to Hethlon, at the entrance of Hamath, to Hazar Enon, the border of Damascus northward in the direction of Hamath, there shall be one section for Dan from its east to its west side. By the border of Dan, from the east side to the west, one section for Asher. By the border of Asher, from the east side to the west, one section for Naphtali. By the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west, one section for Manasseh. By the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west, one section for Ephraim. By the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west, one section for Reuben. By the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west, one section for Judah. Now in verses 8 through 22, we have details concerning the area of land that will contain the city of Jerusalem and the temple complex. Let's read some of these verses, also as part of our background. Ezekiel chapter 48, beginning now with verse 9. The district that you shall set apart for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. To these, to the priests, the holy district shall belong on the north 25,000 cubits in length, on the west 10,000 in width, on the east 10,000 in width, and on the south 25,000 in length. The sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the center. And this district of land that is set apart shall be to them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites. The 5,000 cubits in width that remain along the edge of the 25,000 shall be for the general use by the city, for dwellings and common land, and the city shall be in the center. These shall be its measurements: the north side 4,500 cubits, the south side 4,500, the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. The rest of the length alongside the district of the holy section shall be 10,000 cubits to the east and 10,000 to the west. It shall be adjacent to the district of the holy section, and its produce shall be food for the workers of the city. The entire district shall be 25,000 cubits by 25,000 cubits, four square. You shall set apart the holy district with the property of the city. The rest shall belong to the prince on one side and on the other of the holy district, and of the city's property it shall belong to the prince. It shall be the holy district, and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the center. Now in verses 23 through 29, we have the division of the land between the five tribes of Israel who will live south of Jerusalem. Let's read those verses. Ezekiel chapter 48, beginning now with verse 23. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west, Benjamin shall have one section. By the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west, Simeon shall have one section. By the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west, Issachar shall have one section. By the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west, Zebulun shall have one section. By the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west, Gad shall have one section. By the border of Gad, on the south side, toward the south, the border shall be from Tamar to the waters of Meribah by Kadesh, along the brook to the great sea. This is the land which you shall divide by lot as an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. And these are their portions, says the Lord God. And now in verses 30 through 35, we have further details describing the millennial city of Jerusalem. Ezekiel 48, beginning with verse 30. These are the exits of the city. On the north side, measuring 4,500 cubits, the gates of the city shall be named after the tribes of Israel. The three gates northward, one gate for Reuben, one gate for Judah, and one gate for Levi. On the east side, 4,500 cubits, three gates. One gate for Joseph, one gate for Benjamin, and one gate for Dan. On the south side, measuring 4,500 cubits, three gates. One gate for Simeon, one gate for Issachar, and one gate for Zebulun. On the west side, 4,500 cubits with their three gates. One gate for Gad, one gate for Asher, and one gate for Naphtali. All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. Well, let's begin our study of chapter 48 of Ezekiel with some background notes. Ezekiel chapter 48 is not only the last chapter of this major prophetic book of Scripture, but chapter 48 is also the concluding chapter of the final section of Ezekiel, namely chapters 40 through 48, which describe in great detail the future temple complex in Jerusalem, as well as the future land of Israel when the Lord returns. We believe all of these details are to be interpreted in a literal way and not allegorized or spiritualized to the church today. There will be a literal return of our Lord to this earth, and he will literally establish an earthly kingdom, and he will literally reign as king in the line of David for 1,000 years, according to Revelation chapter 20. And there will be a literal temple in the literal city of Jerusalem during this 1,000-year kingdom known as the millennium. Now, when we read the description of the city here in Ezekiel chapter 48, we notice that there are some similarities to the description of the new Jerusalem that we read about in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. Is this the same city? We don't believe so, because there are some significant differences as well. The city described here in Ezekiel chapter 48 is the millennial city of Jerusalem, as we mentioned, whereas the new Jerusalem of Revelation chapters 21 and 22 is the Jerusalem of the new earth in the eternal state. Now, that new Jerusalem may hover over the earth as a satellite city during the millennium and then descend to the earth for the eternal state, as many students of Bible prophecy believe, but it is not the same city as earthly Jerusalem during the millennium, which is described here in Ezekiel chapter 48. Now notice some significant differences between these two Jerusalems. The new Jerusalem of Revelation has no temple, Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. The millennial Jerusalem of Ezekiel is the city of the temple. The new Jerusalem of Revelation is much larger, about 1,500 miles on a side. The millennial Jerusalem of Ezekiel and its surroundings is about 8 miles on a side. The new Jerusalem of Revelation has golden streets and foundations and walls and gates of precious stones. The millennial Jerusalem of Ezekiel has no golden streets and no precious stones are mentioned in association with the gates. The river of the new Jerusalem of Revelation flows in the middle of the main street. The river of the millennial Jerusalem of Ezekiel flows down into the Arabah toward the Dead Sea. The new Jerusalem of Revelation will descend from heaven to this earth. The millennial Jerusalem of Ezekiel will be built on this earth. So while there are some similarities in the descriptions of these two Jerusalems, there are some significant differences. They are not the same. The new Jerusalem of Revelation is for the eternal state. The Jerusalem of Ezekiel chapter 48 is for the millennial kingdom of Christ. And that brings us now to our doctrinal teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 48. Doctrinal point number one, Israel during the millennium will have a new layout. Israel during the millennium will have a new layout. In Ezekiel chapter 47, we had described the overall boundaries of the land of Israel during the millennial kingdom of Christ on this earth. Now here in chapter 48, the land is divided between the 12 tribes of Israel. It is divided in horizontal strips of land, running from the Mediterranean Sea on the west side to the Jordan River on the east side, and further east for the strips of land north of the Sea of Galilee. There will be 7 strips of land on the north of the strip containing Jerusalem, and 5 strips of land south of the strip containing Jerusalem. We read in verses 1 through 8 that the 7 strips of land north of Jerusalem will be for the tribes of Dan, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Ephraim, Reuben, and Judah, respectively, going from the north of Israel south to Jerusalem. And we read in verses 23 through 29 that the 5 strips of land south of Jerusalem will be for the tribes of Benjamin, Simeon, Issachar, Zebulun, and Gad, respectively, going from Jerusalem south toward Egypt. These strips of land will obviously vary in thickness, because Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 14 says that each of the tribes will have an equal amount of land, and the width of the strips differs. The strips in the far north are much longer than the strips between Jerusalem and the Sea of Galilee. In verses 9 through 22, we have a description of the horizontal strip of land that contains the temple complex, the area for the priests, the area for the Levites, the city of Jerusalem, and the land for the prince. We have a few additional details here of what was already described in the first 8 verses of chapter 45. So we see that the division of the land during the millennium will be totally different from the way it was divided between the tribes at the time of Joshua. Israel during the millennium will have a new layout. Doctrinal point number 2. Jerusalem during the millennium will have a new name. Jerusalem during the millennium will have a new name. In verses 30 through 35, we read that Jerusalem during the millennium will have 12 gates, 3 to a side. They will be named for the 12 tribes of Israel. And then in verse 35, we learn that the millennial city of Jerusalem will be between 5 and 6 miles in circumference, and the city will have a new name, Jehovah Shammah, meaning the Lord is there. Now we know the city will still be called Jerusalem based on the millennial passage of Zechariah chapter 14, where the city is called Jerusalem several times. But the holy city of Jerusalem will also be known as the Lord is there, because the Lord literally will be there. Jerusalem will be his headquarters for the millennial kingdom, and all believers will be part of that kingdom. What a great day that will be. Jerusalem during the millennium will have a new name. And that brings us to our practical application for Ezekiel chapter 48. Remember, DNA is not the only way. Remember, DNA is not the only way. Now, when we think of the 12 tribes of Israel being restored for the millennial kingdom of Christ, the question invariably arises, how will the Jewish people be divided into the 12 tribes? Today, the majority of Jewish people don't know what tribe they descended from. We do know that all 12 tribes are represented in the Jewish people today. There are no lost 10 tribes of Israel. During the revivals of Kings Hezekiah and Josiah, and at other times as well, godly Jews from the northern 10 tribes migrated south to Judah, because Jerusalem was where the temple was located. So representatives of all 12 tribes went into the captivity in Babylon, and representatives of all 12 tribes returned from the Babylonian captivity and are within the Jewish population today. So how are they going to be separated into the 12 tribes when the Lord returns, or even before the Lord returns, since there will be 144,000 Jewish evangelists during the tribulation period, 12,000 from each tribe? Will DNA analysis be used? Maybe. But don't limit God to DNA analysis. The Lord may have all kinds of other ways to separate the Jewish people into their respective tribes. Remember, DNA is not the only way.